We're learning the laws of Purim in regard to the chiyuvim, the obligation of hearing the Megillah. Yesterday we discussed the obligation is two times, at night as well as during the day. Moving on to the next siman, says, which is entitled Shehakol Chayovim B'Kriyas Megillah. Specifically, who exactly needs to hear this Megillah? So the Mechaber tells us, Hakol Chayovin B'Kriyata. Everyone is obligated to hear it. And then it breaks down into categories. Anashim, all men have to hear the Megillah. V'nashim, women. V'gerim, converts. V'avadim, mishichrarim. As well as freed slaves. It's brought down in the Ber Halacha with regard to avadim, that some say it's afilu enam mishuchar chayavin. Even if they were not freed, they also are obligated. The reason why I'm focusing on this morning, we talked about slaves, specifically an Eved Kanani, a non-Jewish slave that a person acquires, in which the Meiri mentioned this morning. It's necessary that that person has to undergo a bris milah, as well as tefillah, going to the mikvah. And then they have the same obligations as a woman until they're freed, in which at that point they have the obligations of a full-fledged Jew. So it's brought down the Bir Halacha that it's not just a freed Eved, but even someone who's not freed. And he says that when it comes to a slave being motzi, fulfilling the obligation for other ones, vada in yuchol l'kliyam. Everyone holds that cannot occur. Doladas bahag, halo gabi noshim in motzien acherin. We're going to see in a moment that women do not have the ability to fulfill the obligation of others through their reciting the Megillah. V'hadin gabi avadim, the din echad lahem. As we mentioned, it's the same laws. The laws of a woman to that of an Eved Kanani. But the Mechaber mentioned that when it comes to the obligation of hearing the Megillah, reading it actually, it says men and nashim and women. Now Mr. Brewer wonders why this is the case. After all, reading the Megillah is a time-bound mitzvah, a mitzvah asay, a positive rabbinical enactment, which is man grama, which is bound by time. Nonetheless, quoting the word of the Gemara, the Mishnah Brewer tells us, mikol makom chayavos, women still have the obligation to hear the Megillah, she'av hein hayu b'oso hanes. So we hear this famous phrase, because they were also involved in the miracle. So even when it comes to a mitzvah, which is generally they'd be patur, exempt from, because it's time-bound, but if they're involved in the historical events which took place in its subsequent miracles, which of course the whole story of Esther, just the name of the Sefer, Megillas Esther, so they were also involved in the miracle. D'mitchila hoysa gzera gamalehem. Because just like for the men, there is also a decree upon them, on them as well. L'chein, therefore, says the Mishnah Berurah, Sar Chaish L'Krosa B'Veso. It's necessary that, quoting the words of the Magen Avraham, that a man should read the Megillah for his wife or for a woman in their home. And then the Mishnah Berurah says a very interesting line. He says, U'b'ksas M'Komos. I heard of some places here and there, Nohagin Shehem Hochos L'Besach Neses L'Ezras Nashim L'Shmoa Akriya. I heard that there's some places that have an Ezras Nashim, a women's section, and they would actually go to Shul and they would hear the Megillah reading at that point and listen to the words in the Mishnah Berurah. Unbelievable. Which perhaps we can say is different nowadays, hopefully. Achein Sarach Ian, he says, I really have difficulty with that possibility that the women are going to hear the Megillah reading in the Ezras Nashim. Why? Eich yotzin shom nashim. How could they possibly fulfill their obligation? After all, de'i efshar l'shmo asham kadin. It's impossible for them to have heard it properly there. Perhaps the idea is the way that the Beit HaKnesset was constructed was that the Ezras Nashim was more difficult for the women to be able to hear. But Baruch Hashem, the way that shuls are constructed, hopefully, it will be the proper decorum that women will be able to be yotzei the mitzvah by hearing every word just like the men. But women have the same obligation as it's brought down. But not only that, the Mechaber says, "Umechanchim et hakatanim likros." We also need to train, we have to be involved in chinuch, for our ketanim, for our young ones, for the minors, that they should also read it. The Mishnah Berurah says it doesn't mean you bring necessarily a 6-month-old, because that perhaps will detract from the decorum of the shul. But rather, haynu mi shehigil amitzos chinuch, a child who's already reached this age, a certain level of understanding and maturity, even though they're not bar or bat mitzvah, but nonetheless, they're able to understand the significance of listening to the Megillah and its content of what exactly it means. They have an obligation also to be there. However, even though the Mechaber says it's the obligation is to actually read it, Echad HaKori VeEchad HaShomea Min HaKori Yatsa Yedei Chavasa. It's not necessarily to actually to read the Megillah, but if a person listens intently to every single word, one could also fulfill the obligation. However, there is a catch. You have to hear it from someone who they themselves have the obligation to read it. Therefore, let's say you hear the Megillah reading from a child or from a shota, someone who's mentally incompetent, you have not fulfilled your obligation. Because if they don't have the obligation to read it, so you cannot fulfill your obligation by hearing it from them. Rather, it's necessary that you have to hear it from someone who has the obligation to read the Megillah, excluding a katan. So the question is, what do you mean? We just said that a katan, a child, is obligated to hear the Megillah, or to read the Megillah. So the Mishnah Berurah tells us there's a difference between a katan and a gadol. Because the idea of chinuch, of education, is only rabbinical in nature. And therefore, when it comes to him reading, a child reading, that we're not going to allow to fulfill the obligation on behalf of an adult. One second, but the Megillah reading is also midrabbanan. It itself is also rabbinical. So the Mishnah Berurah tells us that even though that's the case, lo ase tre derabbanan umapik chad derabbanan. Someone who has only one rabbinical obligation, which means an adult hearing the Megillah itself is rabbinical in nature, the obligation, it's not a Torah-bound mitzvah. After all, the story of Purim happened after the destruction of the first base of Mikdash. It was not written as an obligation of the Torah to read it. It's rabbinical in nature. But at least it's only one Rabbanan. When it comes to a child, not only is there the Rabbanan, the rabbinical obligation to hear the Megillah, but also they themselves as a katan, as because of chinuch, that is a second rabbinical thing. And those two Rabbanans cannot come to pater or to fulfill the obligation for someone who only has one. Okay, so how about women? Can a woman read the Megillah? If men and women have the same obligation, apparently so, to read the Megillah, or to hear it, do we allow women to read the Megillah on behalf of men? So the Mechaber says, V'yesh omrim shehanashim enam motzios es hanashim. There are those who say that women should not fulfill the obligation for men. Why not? They both are rabbinical in nature. They both have the same obligation to hear the Megillah. So why can't a woman read the Megillah on behalf of the congregation or behalf on one, even one man? Why is it necessary that a man has to do it? So the Mishnah Berurah tells us this Shani Megillah. There's a difference between the Megillah reading, because what does the Megillah reading compare itself to? Dehavi kamo kriyas haTorah. It's just like the reading of the Torah itself, the reading of a Torah scroll. Upsula. And the reason why women do not read from the Torah in a public fashion, mimnei kavod hatzibor. However exactly we translate this, but literally it means for the honor of the congregation. V'chein afil liyachin in motzia mishum lo plug. We would not even have a woman read the Megillah on behalf of one person, because a little plug, we're not going to differentiate. V'gam de'efshir, it's possible, de'ish enu chayeves b'kriya rak lishmoa. There are some commentators that say a woman's obligation is not to read the Megillah, but it's less than a man's, it's only to hear. But it's brought down in the Shar HaTzion, which we'll conclude with, how about women to women? If a man should not hear the Megillah from a woman because of this idea of Kavod HaTzibor, can a woman read the Megillah for another woman? So the Shar HaTzion brings down in the name of B'Shem HaTosos, says, Avol LaNashim Rabos, when it comes to a woman reading on behalf for many women, they also should not do so. And he uses the language, this is considered to be a lowly matter. But for a woman to read the Megillah on behalf of another woman in a smaller setting, apparently it's not considered to be an issue by any commentators, any Mefarshim, because after all, they do have an obligation, but a woman should only do so if a man is not able to read it on their behalf. Got it.